Good morning. Thank you for coming. The shiur today is in memory of my mother, Alah Shalom, Yehud Yisrael Bas Rebbe Eliezer. The topic of the shiur is the nature of the mitzvah kibud av eim. Is mitzvah kibud av eim a mitzvah bein adam le makom, or is it a mitzvah bein adam le chavera? We know there's a breakdown between these two categories of mitzvahs. The Mishnah in Yuma discusses these categories, and we're all familiar with it. There's different types of mitzvahs. Now, obviously, in the end of the day, every mitzvah is adam l'makom. A person steals, he not only steals from their one's friend, they also violated a mitzvah of adam l'makom. But fundamentally, the mitzvah is mugdar, it's defined as a mitzvah of adam l'chaveru, versus a mitzvah, let's say, shaned, which is only, solely a mitzvah of adam l'makom. So the question that I'd like to analyze is whether or not the mitzvah of kibud av eim is a mitzvah of adam l'makom. Makom adam lechaveru. Menachas Chinuch raises this chakira in mitzvah lamed gimel kibud av eim. But the truth is that it's already discussed in the Rishonim explicitly. So at first glance, the pashtus, the mitzvah is a mitzvah adam lechaveru. One has a relationship with their parents, and that's adam lechaveru. It's a classic adam lechaveru mitzvah. And in fact, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos in Peya writes this explicitly. It's the first source on the sheet. Kol mitzvos nechalakos chaluka Rishonim lishnayim. Ram, based on the Mishnah Yuma, breaks the mitzvahs into two separate categories. Chelek v'mitzvahs amyuchadus adam atzmo, veino vein Hashem. There's some mitzvahs that are adam l'makom, kon tzitzis, tfilin, shabbos ha-shabbos, avodah zarah. These are classic examples of adam l'makom mitzvahs. The chelek mitzvahs plus with tikonos, tikinos, yachasei ben adam zeim zeh. Kigon ha-zara, alagneva, va'ona, va'asina, va'netira. There's some mitzvahs, the second category of mitzvahs is mitzvahs that govern our interrelationships with other people. And those examples that Ram gives, of course we understand, Gneva and Sina and Atira, v'tzivu leheva zezeh, v'shalo nirmet zezeh, v'shalo yamur echa mamona al nezeh kasheni, v'lechave dehorim. So Ram incorporates the mitzvah of kibud ave'im in the second category of mitzvah in adam lechaveru. So it's very clear in the Rambam, and it's intuitive, as I said, that kibud ave'im should be mitzvah ve'adam lechaveru. But what's not explicit in the Rambam is why this is so. What exactly is the nature of the kiyum of adam lechaveru between the parents and the children? And there are really two understandings of this in the Mefarshim. The first is that it's a basic question of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov is the fact that your parents brought you into this world. The Mishnah in Bamitzia, which I forgot to put on the sheet, speaks about a person who sees an Aveda of his Rebbe and Aveda of his father. The Mishnah Lam Gimel in Bamitzia. And the Mishnah tells us that Aveda's Rabbos Kodem L'Aveda's Aviv. Why? Sh'Rabbo Mivio L'Idei Chayei Olam Haba. The Aviv, if he's not your Rebbe, is only Mivio L'Idei Chayei Olam Hazeh. So it's clear in the Mishnah that the Hakaras HaTov to a parent is the fact that they brought you into Chayei Olam Hazeh. Again, if your father is also your Rebbe, so then you have both aspects. But in normal circumstances, the Aveda of one's Rebbe is Kodem Aveda's Aviv. She'aviv mevi'o l'chayei olam hazeh, v'rav mevi'o l'chayei olam haba. So it's clear, though, that if you have just the Aveda of your father, so you're supposed to save it. Why? In addition to the mitzvah of Hashem's Aveda, there's also a kiyum of Hakaras HaTov, she'aviv mevi'o l'idei chayei olam hazeh. So the first understanding is that the reason kibud av eim is a mitzvah in amal chavira is because of the Hakaras HaTov, for the fact that your parents brought you into this world. But it's also possible to understand that the Hakaras HaTov one feels towards their parents isn't because of the fact they brought you into this world, but it's a function of all the things your parents do for you. Your parents, wake up in the middle of the night to change your diaper, and they take care of your physical needs and your emotional needs, and then they raise you and they mechanic you. It's a question of Hakaras HaTov for all the tipul and the gidul that the parents did for the children. In fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we know, in the Flamed Aleph Amveis, tells us that the classic examples of kibud av eim are machil u'mashke, you're supposed to feed your parents if they need help being fed, malbish u'mechase, if they need help getting dressed, you help them dress, machnis u'motzi. These are in fact things that we do for our children. We feed our children, we dress them, we take them to school, we take them back from school, machnis u'motzi. So the examples brought in the Braisa in Kiddushin Aleph Amud Beis for the classic examples of kibud av eim are ones that parents do to their children, and therefore it makes sense the parents should in turn, as a measure of Hakar Satov, do to their parents. So according to the second understanding, the Hakar Satov that children have to their parents isn't a din in the fact that they brought you into this world. But it's a din in the fact that they took care of you, and therefore you have an obligation to take care of your own parents. And the Yerushalmi, in the Kedushin, brought on the sheet here, source number 4, I think could be understood this way. The Yerushalmi starts off with an amazing statement, Amar Ab Bar Kahana, the Torah compared the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, which the Gemara describes as a very simple mitzvah, easy mitzvah, to the mitzvah of Kivra Eim, which is Chamur Shev HaChamur, it's the most difficult of mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kal Shev HaKalos, Zu Shiluch HaKein, Mitzvah Shechabura Shev HaChamur, Zu Kivra Eim. V'shteyem Ksiv V'arach Tiyami. The Pasuk says that one will be zocheh to a long life for being mekayim these mitzvahs, even though one is a very simple, easy mitzvah to mekayim, and the other one is a very difficult, complex mitzvah to be mekayim. And then the Yerushalmi tells us, Amar of Avun, Ma im davar shu kipriyat chov ksif v'laman yitav lach. But the mitzvah of kivud av eim is like repaying a loan. So it's obvious you have to repay a loan. You don't want to be a kfu tova. You have to repay a loan. And still the Torah gives you a schar, right? Ksif v'laman yitav lach, v'laman yarek v'nyav v'echa, davar shu v'sheish v'chasan kis. Mitzvahs that are difficult, you know, you have to go buy shmura matzahs, and you have to cost a lot of money. V'sikun and fashas, you have to do the mitzvah of mila, things that are difficult, they even have some sakana element to them. So the Chol Shekhen, certainly for those mitzvahs, will get a very appropriate reward. So the Yerushalmi here defines the mitzvah of Kibbutz Eim as a mitzvah of priyas chov. It's a mitzvah sheyesh for priyas chov. So I'd like to suggest that the Yerushalmi is not saying that you have to honor your parents because, you know, they brought you into this world. Because if they brought you into this world, you can never repay that loan. You know, you can't bring your parents into the world. It's impossible. But what the Yerushalmi means by Priyas Chov is that your parents took care of you, and therefore you should take care of them. It's Priyas Chov. You can only repay back something that's Shayach to repay back. So they took care of you, you'll take care of them. So again, the first understanding here, just to summarize, is the mitzvah of Kiruv Eim is the mitzvah of Adolam Le'Chaveira. And we have two formulations of this. Either we have to honor our parents as a measure of Hakar Satov for the fact that they brought us into this world, they gave us life, A, or B, we have to honor our parents, Adon Chavero, as a kiyum of Hakar Satov for the fact that they took care of us when we were younger and they took care of our physical and spiritual emotional needs. Thank you. Now, there is another understanding, and the Rishonim, our Rishonim who subscribe to it, and that is that Kibbutz Av Eim is not a mitzvah of Adam Le'Chavera, but rather it's a mitzvah of Adam Le'Makom. This seems a bit surprising. You know, Lamaisa, it's a relationship between you with your parents. Why is that a mitzvah in Adam Le'Makom? But there are Rishonim who suggest this. I think the fundamental idea would be that the key of this mitzvah, it's true that the relationship between your parents is how a person fulfills the mitzvah, but the ultimate goal is to engender a greater relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. So I think here too, there are two formulations in the Mefarshim. One understanding is that the reason Kibbutz Av Eim is a mitzvah Adam Le'Makom is because in the end of the day, one's parent is a shutuf with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a famous Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed, that it's here, source number 3 on the sheet, Tanur Rabbanan. Shlosha shutzim hein ba'adam, the three partners in the creation of man. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv Imo. V'zman she'adam mechavid es Aviv Imo, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ala aleyeh ani aleyhem, ki'ilu darti b'neihem v'chivduni. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, if you're mechavid, my shutef, right, we're all partners, the parents and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, if you're mechavid, my shutef, so then it's if you're mechavid me. So this is what the Ramban writes explicitly in Shmos Perchof in the Seres Adibros. The Ramban, as many others shown him, saw a distinction between the first 5 Dibros and the last 5. And the Ramban claims the first 5 Dibros are about Adam Le'Makom. So for the first 4, it's not a problem. But when it comes to the 5th, Kibbutz Av Eim, it's a bit surprising. You know, after all, it seems to be a mitzvah Adam Le'Chaveiro. This is the Ramban, source number 5 in the sheet. V'hinei aseres haDibros chamisha v'chavod habore v'chamisha l'tov asa'adam. And then he explains, Ki kavod es avicha kavod hakel. Honoring one's parents is as if it was honoring God. Not as if, it is honoring God. Ki lechvod habore tziva lechavid ha'av, hamishtateif bi yitzira. honoring one's parents is really a function of honoring the Ribono Shel Olam, because Hashem wants you to honor His Shutuf in your creation. The last five Dibros are mitzvot ben Adam lechaveru. So the Rabban understands, and the Chizkuni on the Torah also writes this way. First understanding, the Rabban, the Chizkuni, is that the mitzvah of Kibra Aim is the mitzvah Adam le Makom, and the kiyum of Adam le Makom in honoring one's parents is that the parents are shutafim with the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore through honoring one's parents one honors the Ribono Shel Olam. But there is another understanding of this side of the Chakira. It's possible that Kibra Aim is the mitzvah Adam le Makom not because you're honoring the shutaf of the Ribono Shel Olam, but because honoring one's parents brings you closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. There are many psukim in Tanakh, particularly in Sefer Mishlei, that speak about the need to honor one's parents as a way of getting closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, Valtita Shar Simecha, and most of Sefer Mishlei discusses this theme. Honoring one's parents somehow links one up to the Ribono Shel Olam. After all, the parents are the chain in the Masorah. Right? Our Masorah is Ish Mipi Ish, Moshe Rabbeinu. So through honoring one's parents, one gets closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's like Rabbi Ben Arsh about this. He mentioned to me, that's why the Torah says by Ben Sora Mora that lo enenu shomea bekolenu, right? He doesn't listen, lo yishma kolavi bekolimo, he doesn't listen to his parents, which means at some level he's making a break in the Masorah. So, this second understanding, that kivut av aim is the mitzvah ve'in adam lemakom, because through honoring one's parents one comes to honoring the Ribono Shel Olam, honoring the Masorah, honoring the Ribono Shel Olam, is found in the Sefer Yekarim. The Sefer Yekarim, like the Ramban, claims that the first five Dibros are Adam le Makom. And he has the same problem the Ramban had. How could it be? The fifth Dibra seems to be Kivut Av Aim, which is L'chara is the mitzvah Adam L'chavera. So whereas the Ramban said, no, by honoring one's parents, one essentially is honoring the Shutta for the Ribono Shel Olam, so if it's like Kivud Hashem, the Sefer Yekarim claims that no, through honoring one's parents, one will come to honoring the Ribono Shel Olam. I have it, source number 6 on the sheet. V'achar kach amar kavid tzavicha v'simecha, v'fi shuhu mena yadua she'en ha-melech she'bana ha-medina nigla b'chol yom l'anshi ha-medina hi. A person who, creates a country, is the melech, he's not going to be on the street every day. So people aren't going to forget about the king. But only if you have a Masorah, Ishvi Fish, how the country was created, so then the children, the grandchildren will know, have a Karsh Tov to the Melech. So the same thing with Har Sinai, Varsal was in Skala, in front of Am Yisrael, but we weren't there, we have a Masorah, Ishvi Fish. So through honoring one's parents, one honors their family tradition, and therefore ultimately honors the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Rabag, Al-Tor, also writes this way, he writes that the point of honoring one's parents is that it brings towards Kiyum Mitzvah Hashem, Kafiya Yecholus. Through honoring one's parents, one will come to honor the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, just for the record, one could say that fundamentally, mitzvahs kibud av aim is a mitzvah adam le chavera. But there's a side benefit. It's really a mitzvah adam le chavera. You're honoring your parents. It's like not stealing. It's like after yechamocha. It's adam le chavera. But there's a side benefit. You also come to honor your Masorah. The chinuch sounds this way. I don't think that's what the Ikarim or the Ramban are saying. The Chinuch writes in source number 7, Mishorshi HaMitzvah, Shorelo Adam Shiyakir V'yigmol Chesed L'misha Asa Ima Tova. The point of Kibra of Aim is to engender a sense of Hakaras HaTov to people who help you. V'lo Yeh Naval Misnakir V'kafei Tova. A person shouldn't be a Kafei Tova. Shezo Mida Ra U'musa V'taklis L'fenei Hashem Elokim V'anashim. So you have to have Hakaras HaTov. You have to have a Karas HaTov for the fact that they created you, A. The Chinuch here discusses both aspects of the first side of the Chakira. He says that it's the mitzvah of Adam L'chavero, A, because they brought you into this world, and B, because they took care of you. And then he says, when you have this sense of Hakaras HaTov to your parents, you'll also come to feel a sense of Hakaras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam. So for the Chinuch, it's tadi. Meaning, the Ikar Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Adam L'Chaver. It happens to be there's a side benefit that this Mitzvah Adam L'Chaver also brings one to have a sense of Hakaras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam. But fundamentally, it's really a Mitzvah of Adam l'chavero. The Ramban and the Sefer Yikarim and the Ralbag don't learn this way. Right? They learn it fundamentally. It's a mitzvah of adam l'makom. The fact that the Rosh Hashanah was mitzvah to honor your parents isn't because they want the Rosh Hashanah wants you to have a special relationship with them. It's true. There's a mitzvah hafzei chamoch. You have to love every person. You have to take care of every person. But the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim is fundamentally a way of ensuring your relationship with the Rosh Hashanah. Either because it's a kibbutz covered for the Rosh Hashanah, they mechaber the shutuf of the Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban, or it's a way of ensuring that you have reverence for your Masorah, you honor your parents, therefore you honor your parents' traditions, and you develop a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. So, essentially what we have here is a basic hakira. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Adam, of Kibbutz of Eim? Is it a mitzvah of Adam l'chavera, more intuitive understanding, and then we have two subcategories, either it's Adam l'chavero because your parents brought you into this world, or it's Adam l'chavero because your parents took care of you. So it's, let's say, called, you know, side A, 1 and 2. And then we have side B, it's really a mitzvah of Adam l'chavero. And the mitzvah essentially is to show the makom rather, and the mitzvah is to show either kavod to the Rebbeinu Shalom or to have a stronger sense of a connection to the Masorah of our forefathers. So here we have, to make a chart, make it a little easier. What is the nature of kibbutz of aim? Is it a mitzvah of adam l'chavero? And then we have two subcategories, either because they have the O, Uyidei Chayi Olam, this is the Mishnah in Baba Mitzvah, or this is Adam Chavera because they were Metapel and they were, you know, Megadel, the children. This, I think, might be the son of Yerushalmi, Priyat Chol. Or alternatively, you could say the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Eim is the mitzvah of Adam l'Makom. And here again, we have two subcategories. Yidus Adam l'Makom because the parents are the Shutafim of Hashem, and it's the mitzvah of the Chabad of Shutaf. Or it's Yidus Adam l'Makom because the honoring one's parents is Kavod HaMasorah, which will ultimately bring the Kavod of the Rebbeinu Shalom. I want to discuss briefly some nafka minas to this question. Any questions? Okay. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin on the Beis of Aleph that a father can be mochel his kavod. After mochel kavod, kavod mochel. Right? Most of us don't stand up for our parents to come into the room. Why is that? Because the parents don't want that they're mochel their kavod. The Gemara has a suffix whether a rav can mochel his kavod. The rav says don't stand up. It's a chiyuv to stand up for your Rebbe. So the Gemara is 2 days. Mechalkes, in the Gemara between Chisson and Rav Yosef, one day is that Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, you have to stand up for your Rebbe regardless. And the day we passed him, like, he said, no, Torah's Elihu, it's the Rebbe's Torah, he worked hard to learn the Torah, and therefore it's his Torah, he can be Mochel. Rav Shemachal Kvodah Kvodah Mochel. So why is it that Av Shemachal Kvodah Kvodah Mochel? The Gemara doesn't explain. Why is it? So the Shilzis writes very clearly, so it's number 8 on the sheet, that it's Kavod Elih, Inami, Buram, Tarich Lenemar, Av the machel al yikre legave brei havi mechila. The hayikre the nafshehu. The Yisrael is right explicitly. What the Gemara, you know, leaves out. Maybe the Gemara thinks it's obvious that it's yikre the nafshehu. It's the kavod of the father, and therefore av shemachel kvodo kvodo machel. So this, of course, fits very well with understanding the kibbutz of aim is a mitzvah of adam lechavero. Right? You owe kavod to your parents. So if they're mochel, so they're mochel. But if you understand the kibbutz of aim is fundamentally a mitzvah adam l'makom, why is it that av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal? So this is the question that Achronim were bothered by. The Maharam Shik has a clever explanation. The Maharam Shik, Yoredei, Reishut Ches, explains that when your father says, don't stand up, so that itself is a key of kibbutz of aim. You're honoring your father's will by not standing up. So the reason av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal is because that is the kavod. That is kavod to the Rebbeinu Shalom through listening to his will. And the Maharam Shik explains, and therefore, if the father didn't change his mind, the next day he says, I'd like you to stand up. So he can change his mind, because it was always kavod. You're always we're honoring your parents by listening to his will, either through not obeying him, or through being mechavad him. course, according to Shailtas, you have to explain why this is so. Meaning, why is it that Av Shemachal Al Kavod Kavod Machal, and then the next day the father can say, I want the Kavod. So, Lachor, you have to say that the Kavod, the mitzvah of Kavod, is constantly being mischadish, and therefore, as such, you know, yesterday he was Machal, and today he's not Machal. That's the first half to me. Av Shemachal Kavod, why is it so? Make the tongue over here. Nastramidas. Number one, mechila. Right? If you understand that Adam al-Makam is Pashut, Adam al-Khavera rather is Pashut, his Kavod, Giri Mokal. If you understand it's Adam al-Makam, you have to do some explaining. The Maram Sheikh says, well, you're actually being mechavid him through, you know, not being mechavid him. If you're listening to his will, that tells us the whole discussion. To what extent is Mitzvah Kivah aim, you know, a function connected to listening to your will. You can't say, you know, where Jack is cold. Is that a miscue of aim or not? That's the big one. Yeah.
So as the Rav says, not to be mechavid him, it's not the Rav in the Torah at that moment, the embodiment to not be there.
And therefore?
Meaning, would be the cover of the Torah to not stand up for this Rav. Why doesn't the Gemara say this would work for a Rav? So why can't, for the day that a Rav can't come up on a quote, it's impossible that he can't play this down.
So I think the idea is that it's not his covenant at all, it's all the Rebbe Rishon's covenant. Just like the Gemara says, Melech Shemachal Kvod Ein Kvod Machal. It's not for him to give up, it's a covenant of the Tzibur. So the covenant of Torah means that a person who knows Torah has to, it's a covenant of Rebbe Rishon. The covenant of Torah represents the Rebbe Rishon, so it's not for him to tell you what to do. You have to send it for the Rebbe Rishon.
More objective.
It's more objective, that's, I think. You're saying if the Kriya given name is the mitzvah of the Makom, so Hashem wants you to stand up. So, or Hashem wants you to listen to you. That's the question. Meaning, is it that
Hashem wants you to listen to your parents and Hashem wants you to listen to the rabbi?
I hear the time. It's a good hara. I mean,
the rabbi has, according to the thing, has a more standard, I don't want a cookie cutter type. What is objectively, how are you supposed to mechavei rabban? Parents is parents, like this type of person has parents, that type of person has the rub, maybe more classic type of way, when you're representing Torah, so what are you supposed to be like, and therefore how people are supposed to treat you?
Meaning if this rub and mochel is really breaking down the covenant of all of Torah, even that which is beyond.
Right, it's not just his covenant, it's the covenant of the ultimate chachamim, so it's not for him to be mochel. His father,
right.
Second Afrimina. The Mishnah in Yuma, we're all familiar with, source number 9, tells us that Averus Ibn Adam, the Makom, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Yom HaKippur is Mechaper on Averus Ibn Adam Makom. But Averus Ibn Adam Mechavero, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ashi Yiratas Chavero. One is obligated to be Merate, to ask Mechila before Yom Kippur in order to achieve Kaparas Yom HaKippurim for Mitzvah Ibn Adam Le Chavero. So the question becomes, is one obligated Erev Yom HaKippurim to ask Mechila from their parents for Averus that they, for the Bittul of the Mitzvah of Kibur Avein? The Ben Yishchai discusses this, and I don't have it on the sheet. It's the Shana Aleph, Parshas Vayelech, Oz Vav, and he writes, "Kol Adam Yinashik Avi V'Imov Erev Yom Kippurim." Apparently, the middle in Sephardi countries was to kiss the parents' hands. Le'ez Erev Kodem Shielach Le'Tzkenes V'Yivakish Mechila. You have to ask Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. V'Davar Zehu Chiyuv Gadol. I'll call Adam. It's a great obligation. We should Eino Osake Nikra Chotu Mezalzul Lechaver Avi V'Imov. The Im Bein Adam Lechaver Chayev Chachamim Lezechon Levrakal Le'Vakish Mechila Kodem Yom Kippurim. There's a regular mitzvah. Obligation, rather, of asking mechila for any mitzvah adam lechavero. Kol shekein v'avi v'imo she'ein adam nitzol mechayit zeh b'chayom. It's such a difficult mitzvah to mechayim. Yerushalmi, as I mentioned before, calls it a mitzvah chomor shebachamuros. It's a very challenging mitzvah. So certainly a person is in violation of this mitzvah. He claims every day. And therefore, one is obligated to ask mechila. But as I mentioned earlier, the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, of Gimel, tells us that the question of the need for asking mechila Erev Yom Kippur is totally in this chakira. If it's a mitzvah adam lechavera, in echanam you have to ask mechila. But if it's a mitzvah adam lemakom, there's no obligation to ask mechila. Now, in truth, you might always have some adam lechavera violation here, meaning if the parent has a certain expectation, you know, so it might be considered a bittul of hazmei chamocha. The mitzvah of hazmei chamocha is a very complicated mitzvah because it's not really objective. It's all much just a function of the interpersonal relationship. So even if technically the mitzvah of kibur of aim is a mitzvah adam lemakom, it could be the parents are going to be insulted. So you might have to ask mechila because of that. But let's say it was a pure, you know, the parents weren't insulted. It was just a bittul. You didn't stand up, and the parents didn't care. They didn't even know. So in that case, it's just a mitzvah of adlam makom, according to one understanding, and therefore one mechila wouldn't be necessary to achieve kaparas yom kippur. Nachmina number two, kaparas yom kippurim. So if it's l'chavera tzarich mechila, and if it's l'makom, at least theoretically, lo tzarich mechila. So you don't need mechila for your parents to achieve kaparas yom ha-kippurim. Third nafkamina. What's the halacha with an adopted child? And this nafkamina can be broken into two. Is the adopted child obligated to mechabit his biological parents? A. And B, is the adopted child obligated to mechabit his adopted parents? So, l'chaim, you can tell this in the chakira. If the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim is the mitzvah of adlam makom, that's mechayiv a person to honor their parents because they are shutafim with the Rebbeinu Shlom in your creation. So one has to obligate their parents regardless of whether or not their parents took care of them, regardless of not whether their parents raised them. And at the end of the day, your parents are shutafim with the Rebbeinu Shlom. So even if the father, you know, didn't take put this kid up for adoption immediately, the obligation, yes.
He was going to say, divorce. He had nothing part of the raising the child.
Right. Even if you know, the kid was his first day, the kid was put on the street corner, and at the end of the day, you have a chiv of a karas tov, it's the fact that your parents brought you into this world. But if you understand that the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim is a mitzvah adon l'makom, because you're honoring your parents somehow serves as a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so I think it's a little more complicated. You could still say that at the end of the day, you're Jewish because of your parents, and therefore honoring your parents, even if they had nothing to do with raising you, it is a connecting, is a connection to the Masorah, and therefore one has a obligation to honor them. But if the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Eim is the mitzvah of Adon L'Chaveiro, so again, I'm going to be telling you on the two studies within Adon L'Chaveiro. If the Adon L'Chaveiro, sorry, I'm confusing this. If the Adon L'Chaveiro is the fact that they brought you into this world, right, so then they brought you into this world. But if it's the fact that they took care of you, so if they didn't take care of you, maybe you'd be positive. Yeah? 100% clear? Okay, fine. Now, okay, in the end of the day, you might say, you know, in Darshin and time in the Quran, and he's your father, so I think the fascist is, there is a chiyuv for a adopted child to honor their biological parents, if they knew who that parent is. But it's not so obvious, okay? Especially if you assume Darshin and time in the Quran, you know, if you'd hold like that, so maybe you would say that there'd be no chiyuv. What's more controversial is the question of whether or not one is obligated to honor their adopted parents. Because here, in the end of the day, they're not your parents, right? They're not really your parents. So the question is it such a chiyuv to honor adopted parents? So there's a Gemara in Sota of Memtes that speaks about a particular amora of Achav Yaakov who took care of his grandson. Rav Achav Yaakov Itzpol, source number 10. Rav Achav Yaakov Itzpol bei Rav Yaakov Arbarte. He took care of Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter. Apparently his daughter wasn't around, and he took care of his grandson. When he got older, Amar Le Ashkenai, he said, bring me some water. Amar Le Lav Brichana. I'm not your son. So I don't know how this flies in the world of Derech Eretz. But in terms of Hilchos Kibbutz of Eim, the Farshim Medayik, there's no mitzvah to mechabit an adopted parent. Now, it's also interesting that he was his grandfather. There's a whole question if there's a mitzvah to honor one's grandparents. So it's interesting. So that some say, here in this case, it's the daughter, it's the son of his daughter. So some of the say, if it was the son of his son, there would be a mitzvah. Exactly. Either way, this Gemara seems a bit surprising. Rashi writes explicitly, Barbar Tachana, V'enen Lai L'chab D'chakven. So again, the Rechonim also discusses Rashi. What does it mean? I'm not obligated to mechabit you like a son. Maybe there's mixed kavod. Maybe there's some level of kavod. I don't have to go out of my way to bring you water. I'll do some other kavod. You know, so it's a question how to understand this Gemara, how to understand this Rashi. The Chassam Sofer claims that there is a mixas kavod that an adopted child has to their adopted parent. He claims that one should say Kaddish for the adopted parent. But the question he's dealing with, again, which is not really relevant in most of our shuls, is who has kedima for kaddish. It used to be that there was a hierarchy, only one person would say kaddish at a time. Even here in Beit Vegan, in the Daven at the Gra upstairs, so they have that minhag, only one person says kaddish at a time. So then the question becomes, who has the schus to say kaddish?
So
for davening. So the question becomes, you know, you have two avelim in the shul. One is a real avel, and the other is an avel for adopted parents. So can he, does he have a right to split the kadeshim or the schus davening for the amud? So the Chacham Sofer claims that no, he has no right to be doche other avelim, but he should say kaddish. He writes source number 12. It's an amazing mitzvah to raise an orphan. It's as if you fathered the child. Even though it was an adoption, right? It's really fast dina. Asher took adopted Sarah. V'hilo haisa bas Asher, v'haisa bas ishto. Lo bito. Oh, is that right? Haisa bas ishta. Either way, he was adopted child. Elish gidla kivas. Kamosh kasev Ramban. Pashas Simchas. Kolokam yatsam eno b'mitzvas esei lechavdo. Kamvur lehedi v'sotei. Quotes the Gemara. So there's no mitzvah esei of kibur ei. Ba'afilu yelav mixas kibur. Even if he has some mixas kibur, so he seems to assume there is some mixas kibur. So you'd be choyv lishtav lomar kaddish. You'd be choyv to say kaddish if he can. But it's not the same, and therefore he can't be doch other avelim. The halacha, I saw Shlomo Zalman brings down, it's brought down in his name, in Halicha Shlomo, they should say Kaddish, you could say Shiva. Of course, there's certain details here. If he's not really an avel, so maybe when there's no menachem, maybe he should learn Torah, he might not be pater, you know, might not be, have a full-fledged, you know, shame onein, shame avel. But on some level, he's mechayim these misses, and certainly bechayim, an adopted child is supposed to be mechabed their adopted parents. So in this question of whether or not there's an obligation to mechabed when an adopted parent is totally on the chakira. If the mitzvah of kibbutz aim is a mitzvah on makom, so it could be there's no such mitzvah, because after all, at the end of the day, they're not your parents. But if it's a mitzvah on l'chavero, so again, it's totally on the chakira. If on l'chavero means on l'chavero because they brought you into this world, so they didn't bring you into this world. But if on l'chavero means on l'chavero because they took care of you, so your adopted parents are the primary caretakers, right? They take care of you, and therefore, one should have obligation to mechabim. So this chakira, this nafmina is a bit complicated to break down our chakira here into a few different studies. So let's try to clarify it a little bit. We have a question called 3A of the biological parent. Is there a mitzvah for the chabim of the biological parent? So it can be broken down as follows. If it's adam le makom, so we said adam l'makom. Let's talk about adam l'chavero. If it's adam l'chavero, it's totally what adam l'chavero is. If it's hakaras hatov, right, on olam hazeh, in fact they brought you into the world, then we say pasuk. If it's hakaras hatov on the fact that the parents took care of you, then you say that opposite. If it's hakaras hatov in the world, then you're chayav. Thank you. But if it's a kaddish tov on the gidol, then your father, because your biological parents didn't take care of you, they put you up for adoption. Thank you. If it's a mitzvah adol makom, so again, here too we have a chakira. What is the mitzvah adol makom? Is the adol makom a mitzvah of being mechabed the shutaf of the boner shol? So then you might say that at the end of the day, the biological parent is a shutaf of the boner shol, the yeshu mechabed, there is kavod. If the kavod for the biological parent is adam l'makom because he's the link in the Masorah, then it probably goes both ways. You might say then that he is a link, he is your parent. Or you might say, what type of Masorah you have, you don't really know him, it's not going to necessarily, you know, engender a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom because you don't have much of a relationship with your father. If, okay, so far. What about the adopted parents? Is there a mitzvah to honor the adopted parents? So here too, we can break it down. If the mitzvah to honor aim is the mitzvah of Adam L'Chavero, and Adam L'Chavero is the fact that they brought you into this world,
then you say you're pater. You're a Zav Fish, didn't bring you into this world. If the Zav, if the mitzvah, Kiv of A, is the mitzvah of Adam Lechavero, and the fact that they were metapol with you, then you say you're chayv. Potentially. Again, it's a bit chiddush, because then you're just your dog's parents, probably only the best rabbanim, but at least potentially you could say it. Whereas if the mitzvah kibbe is mitzvah adam al-makam, and adam al-makam is a mitzvah of honoring the shutah of the Baruch Hu, or honoring the mesorah of your parents, so then pashas you'd say no, it's certainly shutah, they're not shutahim. In terms of the mesorah, you might say yes, because anyway, this is the question mark here, so this would be also a question mark. Potentially, you might say honoring your adopted parents does link you to the mesorah of your forefathers, but again, it's a bit of a open question. Yeah?
I kind of just answered the question I'm going to ask, but in terms of the side of the adopted parents, they start with the people and the people.
Yeah.
Karas Tov doesn't go as far as general mitzvah. Karas Tov doesn't go as
right.
Far.
It's not clear if it's really a kibbutz of aim or just general Karas Tov. Karas Tov is a good thing. You have to write. The fact is, though, that the Chassam Sofer seems to imply that it's part of the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. Mitzvah of kibbutz. It doesn't say Karas Tov. He says mitzvah of kibbutz. It sounds like it's actually part of the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim on some level. Maybe Midrabanan, I'm suggesting. I don't know. I agree with the Chiddush. But I think that, Rishul Zaman has a whole discussion with the Onein, the fact that they're willing to push the halacha to allow the adopted child to really fulfill mitzvahs of Shiva, he passes him tefillin. He says, after it's masal ksavim, you should put on tefillin. Let's say it's not masal ksavim, let's say the kur is the next day. So the simple understanding is that that this child is not really an Onein, it's passed him tefillin the whole day. So how can that be? If it's just Hakar Tov, you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. Again, I'm not sure if he meant it. He just says, after the Masluk Savim, you should put on tefillin. Meaning he has a kula within Hilchas Aninus. He doesn't say that he's really not an Onen. So it sounds like he really is an Onen. Now, Aninus, you might say, is in Oshuk Mitzvah. There are ways to explain it, but I think that it's possible that on some level, at least Midrabanan, there's a keep it up aim for an adopted child. There are books written about this. There's a lot of discussion now. It's very common. So the people have researched this topic. I didn't have a chance to see all the posting, but I think there's a side to say.
You learn from the model of a Rav, personal Rav, not just to cover the Talmud Chacham, that we see that somebody who's not naturally born into relationship, but you can
create.
It created, and just like, okay, so you have that with Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba,
right.
But the Olam Hazeh also, that somebody, just like the Rav, anybody could have been your Rav, you could have been anybody's Talmud. So too, over here, the relationship de facto
exists. The Rayman is saying that Lamaisa, you can create relationships. I mean, Talmidim, Vishinantam Atamavanechem, Elo Talmidim. A Talmud who becomes a Talmud Rebbe creates a certain relationship with him in terms of Shiva, one Kriya, and he's sitting one day. Those relationships can be created. There's an interesting story with Chassam Sofer that the kids who would eat, Essen tags, they would go eat by various homes. So one day, one boy didn't have lunch, so he knocked on the Chassam Sofer's door, and Mrs. Chassam Sofer answered, and she said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a Talmud in the Yeshiva, I'd like lunch." So she said, "I don't know." So he said, "Well, the pasuk says, 'Shinatam asalav v'neichem, v'neichem el atamidim,' I'm your son." So Chassam Sofer came to the door, he said, "I'm your father, but my wife, she's not your mother." Okay. Fine. So I think it's true that a relationship can be created, as Raymond is pointing out, and therefore maybe an adopted child would have a similar relationship to a Talmud Rebbe. Okay. What about a ger? Nafkamina number 4. Is a ger obligated to honor his biological parents? So if you look here at source number 13, the Ram tells us in Hilchos Ma'amrim, Hager Osur Lekala Aviv Akum Lakosis. Is there to curse one's parent, even though the parent is not the Jewish? V'lo yavizehu k'dei shelo yomru banu mikdusha chamur lakdusha kala. Hare ze mifaz aviv. You can't mifaz him. Elo noeg bo mikdus kavod. Aval ha'ever, etc. So the Ram says, so you're supposed to be noeg bo mikdus kavod. Hager is supposed to be mechabit his parent. Mikdus kavod. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Aleph quotes this line from the Rambam, Reish Mem Aleph Siptes, and he takes off the last five words. He says, "You can't be mechal your father; you can't hit him." But the ger, he doesn't say that the ger has to mechabed his father mixas kavod. He omits that, And some of the Chachamim assumes, the Shulchan Aruch argues with the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch claims that there's no mitzvah for a ger to mechavid his father. He can't curse him, he can't hit him, but there's no mitzvah to mechavid even mitzvahs kavod. Moshe has a truth about this in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Sim Kuf Lamed. He discusses the possibility that Shulchan Aruch argues with the Rambam.
Is for the Rambam, this doesn't seem like a technical reason?
Okay, but it still seems to be Drabanan. It seems to be Din Drabanan.
Essentially, it sounds like really there's no need, but there's a technical problem with people will say.
Well, and therefore what? And therefore it's not really a mitzvah.
No, maybe it's practically would be a mitzvah. Maybe it's okay. Practically, but conceptually.
You're saying it's a fun mitzvah, it's a different type of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah only, shalo yomru, it's not really a mitzvah of mahus. Okay, I hear that. I'm not going to go in that direction. I want to be told on this chakir. So what I'd like to suggest is that it could be totally on the chakir we raised. Namely, if the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is the mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov, Adam L'Chaveiro, on the fact that the parents brought you into this world, A, or on the fact that the parents took care of you, so the ger has that obligation. The ger was brought into the world by his Goyish parents, and he was raised by his Goyish parents, never he should be chavid his Goyish parents. Whereas if the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is the mitzvah of Adam L'Makom, because it could be totally on how we define Adam L'Makom. If Adam L'Makom is a din in v'mechabi, the shutaf of the Rabbanu Shalom, so one's Goyish parents is also a shutaf of the Rabbanu Shalom. Whereas if Kibud Av V'Aim is the mitzvah of Adam L'Makom because one's mechabed, one's parents, and therefore it creates a certain reverence to the Masorah, so what Masorah? He was Meskayer. He doesn't have a Masorah. So therefore, as such, L'Chara, there will be no mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Now, the truth is, this also might be totally in Chayim Sen Geirus, the Gemara says, Geirus Kadosh Nola. So what exactly is the relationship to his parents? Are they really his parents anymore? So that's like a monkey wrench that might affect this whole Chakira. But in terms of our issue, I think it might be totally pretty straight up. Namely, right on the board, a Geir. So again, if it's Adam L'Chaveiro, so no matter how you slice it, either it's because he brought you into this world, or because he took care of you, so you say there's a chiyuv. Whereas if it's Adam L'Makom, so then it might be totally. If it's a din in Shutfus with the Rebbe Shalom, so you might say, yeah, you're chayav. Whereas if it's a din in the reverence to the Torah, that honoring one's parents makes one honor one's family in the Torah, so here, in this case, we don't want him to honor his family in the Torah. He was a guy, now he's a Meskayer. We want him to separate himself, distance himself from the Masorah of his parents. Another nafamina, is a goy mechuyav in honoring their parents. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's in the Bavam Bay, tells us the Zayin Mitzvahs Veinoch. This is a chalk, it's exactly what they are, but there's no day in the Gemara that Kibud Av V'Aim is one of the Zayin Mitzvahs. It seems clear that there's no chuyav. In fact, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, tells us a famous story of Dov ben Asina. Dov ben Asina was a guy who had a gem that the Chachamim wanted for the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't wake up his father, he wasn't beside his father, and in that schus, the Gemara says he had a paraduma born to his Eder. And the Gemara says, from here you see, Gadol, even Eder Mitzuva, Rabban Shalom gives schar. So it's first the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, that a goy is eina mitzvah in the midst of Kibud Av V'Aim. That's pretty explicit. And yet, if you notice, the Rambam that I read a minute ago, source 13, seems to imply that a goy is mechayev in Kibud Av V'Aim. He writes, the ger can't be mechalal his parents. Why? They shouldn't say that when he was a goy, he had to, he couldn't curse his parents, and he couldn't hit him, and he had to mechabit him. And therefore, now he's a Jew, he doesn't have to do that. Therefore, he has to mechabit him, and he can't curse him, and he can't hit him. So it's mizik in the Rambam that a goy is mechuyav in Kibud Av V'Aim. So there's a question where exactly the Rambam got this from. There's some midrashim that implied this way, that Avraham Avinu was afraid that people are going to say that he's leaving his father Terach, and he's not mechayim Kibud Av V'Aim. So it sounds like Avraham Avinu l'chora had a din of a goy at that point. So there's some indications that even Bnei Noach or Mechoyev in the midst of Kibud Av V'Aim. Ramosha, in that same shuva I mentioned a minute ago, Chelek Beis of Yordea, Simon Kuf Lamed, discusses this issue. And he claims that it's Pashat that Bnei Noach is Mechoyev mitzad kifui tova to mechabed their parents minimally. He writes, In came the davar aser hashava bein Yisrael vein Noach. Avshalom matzanu zev ve'alavin di Yisrael v'zayin mitzvah vein Noach. It's not explicit. Shum dehu kemosh lo ne'mar iser mefurash al midos haros. Avshem dvarim meusim megunim v'nashim al zeh. So just like bad midos aren't explicit, so but everybody knows you have to have good midos. So too, a guy who's not mechaved his parents is really a kfui tova and he's ne'anash on it. And therefore he says that if Ben Noach has to mechaved his parents, you know, at least in as much as he shouldn't be perceived as being kfui tova. So this question again might be talking about Chakira. If mitzvah kibbutz aim is a mitzvah of Adam l'makom, because Rosh Shalom created with the parents, the shutim in the creations, then you might say that a child who's a ben Noach is also mechayis to honor their parents, because in the end of the day, the parents are shutafim with the Rosh Shalom. If it's a din in the Masorah, so I don't know, I thought originally that there's no chiyuv of what type of Masorah they have, but the truth is, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam tells us that a ben Noach, to be considered a ger toshav, has to mechayim the Zayin mitzvahs, not only because he thinks they make sense, then he's a chacham. But he has to mechayim the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach because Rabbeinu Shalom was the Sav of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the concept of Masorah for Bnei Noach also exists according to the Rambam. That the Bnei Noach, ideally, I'm not sure how much this happens, but ideally they're supposed to mechayim the mitzvah also ish mipi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe even according to that there'd be a chiyuv and then Masorah. Okay. He's getting late, so I'll just mention one more nafkamina, and then I'll try to make tzvei dinim. Another nachmina is enough. I'll just flash it out. Nachmina number 5. Nachmina number 6. Practical nachmina. We say a bracha when we're mechayim the mitzvah of kibbutz aim. So we don't. Why not? So this same is true with Rashba. The discussion is why we don't say brachas on all mitzvahs. You'd think b'chazavu misakin b'chazav mitzvah on all mitzvahs. And he has a number of kalim tchelik alas simin yuches. Number of kalim when we do and when we don't say brachas. One of his kalim is that we don't say brachas on mitzvahs that could be nekar. It's based on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem that if a woman in certain circumstances says she doesn't want, so the mitzvah is nekar, so you don't say a bracha on such a mitzvah. That's how the Rashba understands. There's a Chumachot, how to understand this call the Rashba. The way the Chassam Sof understood it, Simon Nundalit, it's on source number 14 on the sheet, the way the Chassam Sof understood it is that you don't say a bracha on mitzvahs bein adam l'chaver. That's his formulation. It's not exactly what the Rashba says, but people quote the Rashba saying that because that's how many Achronim understand the Rashba.
So he quotes the Rambam.
Then before we met the Lashon Shel Rambam, Nachas Brachos, the whole mitzvah should be Adam L'makom, Bein Shu Shalchov, etc. The Dvarim Ketarim Halal Nichlu Kol Divrei Rashba. The mitzvah should be Adam L'chaveru Ein Mavarchin. You don't say a bracha mitzvah Adam L'chaveru. The Iomar Chaveru Lavina Ein Kan Mitzvah. Im Kein Ben Adam Mash Ein Kan Adam L'makom. I feel sorry because the Chaveru Kol Kol Feel Iomar Lavina L'Nemash Ein Kan Mitzvah. And he says, and that's why the Chassam Sof explains, we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiyuv Aim, because it's the mitzvah of Adam L'chaveru. But other Rishonim explain why we don't say a mitzvah on the Kiyuv Aim, in more technical reasons. The Or Zeruah in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Mem, says the mitzvah that you're mechayev in all the time, there's no bracha. The bracha has to be something special. You know, you wake up in the morning, you say tefillin. There's no mitzvah of tefillin at night, so every morning you're excited to put on tefillin. But Kiyuv Aim, you're mechayev all the time. So therefore, there's no special experience in mechayim the mitzvah, and therefore, no brachas the mitzvah was nitka. So again, this is talin lechakir explicitly. Why is there no bracha? So if you understand that it's a mitzvah adam l'makom, then you might give some technical answer like urzaruah. If you understand that it's a mitzvah adam l'chavero, then you'll say like the Rambam and the Rashba, there's no brachas on mitzvah adam l'chavero. So these are the nafkaminas to this question. What I wanted to, yeah.
This would go against the fact that in this direction, you can't say that the Av covenant is not be the Chavid in.
Because then you would say Bracha.
Yeah, because then you can't go wrong. Whatever he says to do, he says, don't give me covenant.
Yeah, it's Lishitasa. You're right.
But by not giving, you make a bracha and not doing something?
Unless you can't say a bracha. Maybe Chazal, I think what man is saying is that maybe you wouldn't say a bracha as a mitzvah on not doing something. Generally, because the mitzvahs are nitkan on positive actions. So it could be talking there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah, but there weren't another klal is that you don't say brachas on okay. Fine. So until now, we essentially analyzed whether or not the mitzvah of Kiyuv Aim is the mitzvah of Adam le chavera. We had two subcategories, either the fact that their parents brought you to this world, or the fact that they were metapel you, that's what warrants the chiyuv of adam le chavera, chas tov, or the mitzvah adam le makom, either because we have to mechabe the shutaf of the rebbeinu shalom, or through the mechabe of the parents, you essentially mechabe to the Torah, and as a kavod, it brings to better kiyum ha-mitzvot and a better relationship with the rebbeinu shalom. What I want to discuss now briefly is the possibility of tzvei dinim. Maybe the mitzvah of kibur eim is sometimes adam le makom, sometimes adam le chaver. There's a fascinating one in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Beis, that says, it records the machlokas in Beisham Yis Hillel, Noach lo Adam Shenivra, Noach lo Adam Shelo Nivra. And the Gemara says they had debated this issue 2.5 years, and the maskana was that Noach lo Adam Shelo Nivra. Really, it's better that we weren't here. Pretty jarring statement. And Tosfos, that's the kasha there. Tosfos, source number 15 on the sheet, says, V'adam rinan perekama zavarazara, sounds like we have to have a sense of karas tov to our parents that they brought us into this world. So if it's noach lo adam shelo nivra, so what do you have to have karas tov to your parents? It's better they weren't here. Says Tosfos the second answer, and the law, inami hach ayri b'stamani adam, aval tzadik asharav ashrei doro. So Tosfos claims that the statement of the Gemara in Erevin that it's noach lo adam shelo nivra, it's better that we weren't here, only applies to a regular person. For a tzaddik, he's raking up the schuyos. For a tzaddik, it's really worthwhile that he's in this world. So based on this, I once heard from Rav Schechter, in the name of one of the Sfaradi Achronim, I thought it was the Chidai, I looked at it, I couldn't find it, maybe it was the Ben Yehoyada, I didn't have a chance to find the source, but Rav Schechter claimed, based on the quote of one of the Sfaradi Achronim who writes, that whether or not the mitzvah of Kirav Eim is the mitzvah of Adon Chaver or Adon Makom, is a function of who you are. If you're a tzaddik, so you have a tremendous sense of hakaras tov to your parents. Because at the end of the day, they brought you here and they give you the opportunity to mechayim mitzvahs. If you're a regular person, so it's not so clear if it's so good that you're here. And therefore, as such, you have to mechabit them, but it's a mitzvah, adam le makom. Now, to dinim, first of all, is tzaddik versus binim. For a tzaddik, it's adam le chaveira. For a binim, it's adam le makom. Now, just for the record, saying this statement assumes that hakaras hatov is for the fact that they brought you into this world. Meaning, if hakaras hatov is for the fact that your parents took care of you, so regardless of whether you're a tzaddik or a rasha, at the end of the day, if the Chassidim, they took care of you. Maybe it's better you weren't here, but at the end of the day, you are here, so they took care of you. So what this Achron is assuming is that it's, that adam l'chaveru means it's a hakar tov that you brought into this world, like the Mishnah in Mamatsiya, should have you l'dei chaye olam ha-zeh. If hakar tov, adam l'chaveru, has been in people in Gidol, l'chara, this doesn't add up. Question? Okay. Another possibility for tzvei dinim is the possibility of mechalek between kibud b'chayim and kibud lachar mitzvah. We know the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that Laman Aleph and Beis, this kibud A applies not only when the parent is alive, but even after the parent is nifter. The Gemara here has quoted source number 16, Tanu Rabbanu mechabdu b'chayim mechabdu b'moso. There's a kibud b'chayim and b'moso. If you look down the second line, the line b'moso keitzad, there's a mitzvah kibud v'eim that can be accomplished even lachar misa through referring to one's parents in a mechubad way. Now, maybe there's a fundamental difference in the kiyum of kibud v'eim b'chayim and lachar misa. Maybe b'chayim kibud v'eim is a mitzvah of the Chaveira. For the Achar Misa, the parent isn't here. Therefore, Achar Misa is just a mitzvah adam l'makom. That's also the distinction some suggest. The Rabag, writes explicitly, the Rabag of the Torah, mentioned earlier, claims that Kibud HaVeim is a mitzvah of adam l'makom. And therefore, he says, therefore, it's no way even Achar Misa. Right? He doesn't say that it switches. I'm suggesting here that it switches. The Chaim It's a mitzvah adam chavera. Nachar Misa is a mitzvah adam makom. The Rabban says it's always a mitzvah adam makom, and he proves it to you because it's always Nachar Misa. Third distinction. Maybe there's a distinct a chilek between the mitzvah of kibbutz v'aim for Aviv, who's a regular person, versus the Aviv Russian. We know that in the Chokes, Harishonim, there's an obligation to mechaber a parent who's a Russian. Let's say a person's father is an axe murderer. So is there a mitzvah to mechaber him? Or you say, no, he's an axe murderer, there's no mitzvah to mechaber. So the simple reason the Gemara of Metzia, Samach Beis, and Mar Aleph is that there's no mitzvah to mechaber Aviv Russia. And many Rishonim hold like that. But the Rambam Hilchos Ma'amrim, Bav Yud Aleph, Paskins, there's a mitzvah to mechaber even Aviv Russia. Now, if we assume there is a mitzvah to mechaber Aviv Russia, like the Rambam, it's still possible to say there's a fundamental distinction between the kiyum of the mitzvah of Aviv Rasha versus the kiyum of the mitzvah of kibud by Aviv She'ena Rasha. For the Rambam, who holds the mitzvah does exist by Aviv Rasha, you might say that if you have a regular father, it's a mitzvah Adam Le Chavera. But if it's Aviv Rasha, there's only a mitzvah Adam Le Makom. In fact, it's interesting, the Rambam paskins that even though there's a mitzvah of kibud Aviv Achar Misa, it doesn't apply by Aviv Rasha. So even though the Rambam passes there's a mitzvah b'chavir aviv rasha, and there's a mitzvah b'chavir aviv eim achar misa, if you put them together, you have aviv rasha achar misa, there's no such mitzvah. So the Chachamim discuss why that's so. Why is it that if you put these two factors together, achar misa and rasha, there's no chiyuv? But based on what we're saying, it's possible to suggest that the mitzvah of achar misa is one of adam le makom. And this actually doesn't fit so well with the Ralbag, but okay. Now, essentially, what we saw here was the possibility of a colleague, the nature of the mitzvah, either Saturday for Paterni, when we sign off a Misa, or a regular father versus Aviv Rush. Now, it's also possible to say that they're really two halachas at once. Maybe every, right, kiyum of kiyum rav aim is a mitzvah, both adam l'makom and adam l'chavera. I began the shir by saying that we have two types of mitzvahs, adam l'makom and adam l'chavera. And I said, well, is that really true? You know, if you steal from your friend, you're also in violation of adam l'makom. Hashem said, don't steal. So he said, no, but that's not really adam l'makom. It means that fundamentally, you know, it's a mitzvah adam l'chavera, don't steal. And it's true, you violated a mitzvah adam l'makom, but it's not the nature of the mitzvah. And I think that's true. For most mitzvah adam l'chavera, fundamentally, the mitzvah adam l'makom. There's always, you also have to do tshuva. You know, if you speak lashon hara, I'm sorry to use that example, but let's say you hit your friends, you have to ask mechila from your friend. And you also have to ask mechila from a boner shalom. So it's true, you have to ask mechila from a boner shalom, but fundamentally, it's a mitzvah adam l'chavera. But it's possible to suggest that really there are two separate halachas within every mitzvah of kibud av aim. It's both at the same time mitzvah adam le chavero as well as a mitzvah adam le makom. There's a sefer written by the Chida, Nachal Kedumim, that seems to apply this way. He writes in Parshas Shmos, he speaks about how Yaakov Avinu was nanash for the fact that he wasn't mechaber Yitzchak when he went to learn Moshe Me'ever, and he writes there that v'nira tam demasha chatal aviv chata shtei chatos, he sinned doubly, echad aviv mamish v'sheni l'chadosh baruch hu sh'tziva l'chabir aviv v'kshemokal av mokal masha chatalo v'kati pash masha chatal l'shamayim. He says even if Yitzchak Avinu was mokal, there's still a mitzvah adam l'mokom that Yaakov Avinu is in standing violation of, and therefore he was punished by Yosef being taken away for 22 years. So again, you could understand this as suggesting that really two separate mitzvahs, two separate kiyumim within the mitzvah kiveh, a mitzvah of Adam Makom, and a mitzvah of Adam L'chaveiro. So because there, what we saw here was the question of whether or not the mitzvah of kiveh is a mitzvah of Adam Makom, Adam L'chaveiro. We discussed, you know, what those various tzadim mean, and we brought six or so nachminas, and we concluded with the pasuk Speidinim, either the mitzvah sometimes being covered adl makom, sometimes being adl chavero, or with the final possibility of the mitzvah incorporating within it two aspects, the mitzvah of adl chavero and adl makom, not just a side adl makom, but really a fundamental mitzvah of Adam al-Makom, as well as the fundamental mitzvah of Adam al-Chaver.